The Lord be with you. Well, good morning, everybody. We greet you. We welcome you in the name of Christ. And Annabelle, it is a real treat to have you here with me this morning to welcome everybody.
Good morning, Pastor Pete. I'm so excited about Children's Sunday and very excited about the musical we will be presenting you this morning. It's going to be an amazing day of worship.
I tell you what, Annabelle, we are so grateful for you, and we're grateful for all the young people who are here today, who are involved in all of our children's ministries, and it's a blessing to have all the children here today as we join together to present Moses and the Freedom Fanatics. In fact, Annabelle, I know that this Wednesday night at 6:30, many of you are going to be joining with our Swansboro folks from Swansboro Elementary to offer some of this with a joint concert. I hope all of you will feel free to come and join us 6:30 this Wednesday night.
Thank you, Pastor Pete. We've had an amazing time learning all about Moses and his friends and their exciting escape from Egypt. We've been preparing for this day for a long time. We've memorized our lines and learned all the songs in the musical. We can't wait to share this musical with all of you.
Well, Annabelle, that sounds wonderful, and we are so glad that you're here and glad that all of you are here for this very special and different Sunday of worship. Let us worship the living God together.
For our call to worship.
I will sing to the Lord. He has thrown the horse and its rider into the sea. He is my God, and I will praise him. He is a God of mine.
Please join us in singing hymn 158, Come Christians, Join to Sing.
Thank you. are so thankful to serve a loving and faithful God who is quick in his mercy and forgiveness. We will now have our prayer of common confession followed by our prayer of personal confession.
Almighty God, you're great and awesome God. Today we come to you in prayer of confession. We are sorry for the many things that we have done wrong in your eyes. We are also sorry for all the things we should have done, but we didn't do. We are asking you now for forgiveness for these things and for other things that we have done wrong and don't even know about. Please forgive us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As far as the east is from the west, so has he removed our sins from us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. We now invite you to show signs of peace to each other.
Please remain standing for the prayer for illumination. Dear Lord, as we listen to the Bible today, help us to hear what you want us to hear and be who you want us to be. Amen.
You may be seated.
Then a new king began to rule Egypt. He did not know who Joseph was. This king said to his people, "Look, the people of Israel are too many, and they are too strong for us to handle. We must make plans against them. If we don't, the number of their people will grow even more. Then, if there is a war, they might join our enemies. Then they could fight against us and escape from the country."
The Egyptians forced the Israelites to work even harder, but this made the Israelites grow in number and spread more, so the Egyptians became more afraid of them. They forced the Israelites to work even harder. The Egyptians made life hard for the Israelites. They forced the Israelites to work very hard making bricks and mortar. They also forced them to do all kinds of hard work in the fields. The Egyptians were not merciful to them in all their hard work.
One day, Moses was taking care of Jethro's sheep. Jethro, the priest of Midian, and also Moses' father-in-law. Moses led the sheep to the west side of the desert. He came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in flames of fire coming out of a bush. Moses saw the bush was on fire, but it was not burning up. So Moses says, "I will go closer to this strange thing. How can a bush continue burning without burning up?" The Lord said, "I have seen the troubles and my people have suffered in Egypt, and I have heard their cries when Egyptian slave masters hurt them. I am concerned about their pain. I have come down to save them from the Egyptians. I will bring them out to the land. I will lead them to good lands with lots of room. This is the land where much food grows. This is the land of these people: the Canaan, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. I have heard the cries of people of Israel. I have heard and seen my way to Egyptians have made life hard for them. So now I am sending you to the kind of Egypt. Go, bring my people of Israelites out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "I am a great man. Why should I be the one who have to go and lead the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I will be with you. This is proof, and I am sending you. You will lead the people out of Egypt, and then all of the people of worship will worship me on the mountain.
The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Now, please stand as you're able and join us in singing hymn 593, Here I Am, Lord, verse 1.
Sure. Laugh your old will. Don't kid yourself. He's still the king of Egypt and has all the power to keep us here or to set us free.
This place makes me sick. I'm sick of hearing about their old mummies. 2,000 years old? So what? I'm sick of hearing about the great Tutankhamun. I say, tut, tut, tut. I'm sick of trampling in the mud pits, making bricks for Pharaoh.
I guess you say we're all
sick, sick, sick.
Organized.
You're exactly right, Aaron, and Moses is the one to do it. He has always helped the underdog.
I've heard that he may be returning to help us. Is that true?
He knows of our conditions here, and I look for him to return any day now.
The key to our freedom is not to find a leader. The important thing for us now is that we keep alive hope in our hearts and faith in our cause against all odds.
Slaves do not speak.
uses for one purpose. Work,
work,
and work. To remind you who's boss, beginning tomorrow, all bricks will be made without straw. That will make them even heavier.
What if we refuse to work?
What if nobody comes to the mud pits tomorrow?
Oh, you will. Good night, dear slaves. You better get some rest. Tomorrow will be a long day. Sleep well.
Miriam, Aaron, Moses is coming. He's entering the city right now. I saw him myself.
Come, Miriam.
It will be so good to see him.
It has been so long.
Give a cheer for Moses.
Moses, Moses, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Moses, Moses, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
Our people, how are they?
They want freedom desperately.
Even our children sleep all day now.
So our people know how difficult the struggle will be?
Yes, they know, and they are ready. Are you ready, Moses? Are you ready to lead us?
I don't know, Aaron. I know our cause is right, but I have doubts about myself. I don't have the vision of Abraham, or the faith of Isaac, or the cleverness of Jacob. I've been in Midian working as a shepherd all these years. Who am I to stand and speak before kings?
Moses, I was there when you were born, and I am with you now. Aaron and I are convinced that you are our only hope for freedom.
Our people need you. We will help.
And God will be with you.
To know that you and my people believe in me is enough. Yes, I'm going to do it. With God helping me, I will do it. And you'll have to do most of the talking. Let's do it.
Thank you.
listen to them.
With this spirit, we will overcome. I know we will.
Say it for Moses, who wants freedom.
We want freedom! We want freedom!
I see you still know who's boss. What's all the celebrating about?
Moses has returned. He has some big plans for us.
Moses?
Right. Here, King Sir.
Ah, yes, the bulrush boy. Harmless as ever, I can see. He never could speak very well in front of groups. Now, Moses, don't get any wild ideas. My eyes can smother you, so save your energy and mine. And don't try anything tricky.
God has sent Moses to us, Pharaoh. God is our ruler now. He is the one giving the orders.
I am your king. There is no other. There is none greater.
The God of Israel is more powerful than any earthly king. In the name of the God of Israel, you must let my people go.
No. I'll say it louder so your God can hear. No. Who is king but Pharaoh? I'm going back to bed. This whole thing is ridiculous.
God, he asked for it. You promised some pressure. Send the frogs. Send them down by the millions.
Come through the dance of the frogs.
ribbit. Think you're clever, don't you? No king should have to put up with this. First I couldn't sleep for all the yelling and noise, now it's frogs jumping in my face.
All you have to do is say yes to our demand. We will leave Egypt, the plagues will stop, and you can go back to sleep.
It's that simple.
I'll hand it to you, Hebrews. You'll use anything for your cause. Exactly where on the yellow pages do you find frogs for sale?
You still don't understand, Pharaoh. The frogs are not our doing. It is God who is at work here. It is God who is controlling this effort.
Will you stop it? No one controls what happens in my country but me.
Your rumble with God has only just begun.
Pharaoh, may I ask you a personal question?
Well, I suppose you may.
Are you afraid of insects?
Yes, yes. Why do you ask me that?
You'll see.
Pharaoh, I ask you again, in the name of the God of Israel, you must let my people go.
I repeat again, no, no, no. I must get some rest. Ophirs and pills. This night has been a killer. Apothecary, apothecary, wake up. Get me some pills. I need some help.
God, send them down. Crawling things, flying things, spiders, lice, flies, fleas, and more the better.
Shh.
Moose, leave tonight.
Yay.
Yay!
Egypt is practically destroyed. It's all your fault. There's death in the streets. There's wailing and screaming. Get out of my country and take your God with you. Leave, leave, leave.
The long night is over. Egypt cries while Israel sings. The Lord has truly been with us. For the death angel has passed over us and we are safe. This night will be celebrated in Hebrew homes forever.
Who has freedom?
We have freedom. We have freedom.
Three cheers for Moses.
Rah, rah, rah.
Three cheers for Miriam.
Rah, rah, rah.
Three cheers for Aaron.
Rah, rah, rah.
Let us sing a song of triumph.
Shepherd in Midian. From the top, I could look in the distance and see the river Jordan, and beyond that, the land of Canaan, green and fair. We will journey to that mountain, and I shall climb to the top once more. I may not be able to cross over the river Jordan with you, but I will cross over into the promised land. There you will begin to build a nation for our people, a nation blessed with God, a nation where freedom and justice reigns. It will not be easy. The days in the desert will be long and hot, but the Lord will be with us. He watches over his own.
We are cut free from Pharaoh's hand. We march to the promised land.
It's Canaan or bust. Good night, Pharaoh. Sleep well. It's going to be a long night.
Shout out one last time for all of Egypt to hear. Who has freedom?
We have freedom. We have freedom.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
We're on our way.
Realize we're marching to the promised land. Realize we're marching to the promised land. The Holy.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and grateful for your mercy and love, and we ask you that you would be with us as we pray for those around us without food and shelter. We pray for the poor. We pray for health and healing for those who are sick. We pray for those who have suffered the loss of loved ones. We pray for those who are hungry, and we pray for peace in the world.
And we also would like to offer the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We're going to invite our ushers to come forward to receive our morning offering this day. But as we do, can we just say thanks to these young folks for the incredible work they have been doing for us today? Come on. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. I got to tell you, I'm going to have that song, Pharaoh, Pharaoh, going through my mind all day today. Amen. Well, God is good, and you have been very good, and we are thankful to you for your generosity and for all of you offering this for us today. Let us continue by offering our gifts this day.
you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessing over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even in the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purpose. Thank you for your great loving care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you were always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we might have freedom and life. Amen.
Rock out.
And the acolytes are going to be coming forward during this time, too.
Thank you all for coming out today, and I think these children deserve one more round of applause.
Amen.
They did a fantastic job. We're going to give them the opportunity to process out, and then you are all invited to join us for a reception in the Welcome Center so you can meet them in person, spend a little time with them, and also we would like to honor our volunteers during this time as well. But thank you all for coming.
Amen. And Karen, let me say a word of thanks to you, to all the adults and all the volunteers who've been such a special part of this. And I got to tell you, Danielle, I'm still seeing you lifting up those frogs over there. And I think that is symbolic of what we have all felt today. You've all lifted us up on this day. And we pray that as you go to meet the joys and the challenges of the week, that you may all continue to feel lifted up in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. As all God's people say, amen. Go in peace. Thank you.
Yeah.